Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
A doctor's post has gone viral because he posted the 6-word phrase that men say that are a huge red flag for him and immediately makes him more alert that something really is wrong. And that 6-word phrase for men, when they come into the emergency room, he's a Florida ER doctor. When men come into the emergency room and the first thing they say is, my wife made me come in. That's when he knows something is really wrong.
Yeah, that's because guys will put it off and put it off and put it off. And then at some point or another, your wife's going to go, that's it. You got to go to the doctor. So that's the first thing they say. It makes sense.
Yeah, he said, so if your wife made you come in, there's a good chance of a real health issue there. And it immediately, like, his spidey senses go up.
This just happened yesterday in my household. Renee was trying to get me to go see a dermatologist because every day I've got this one spot on my back.
Mole, it's a little mole.
But it itches like crazy. And it's one spot that I can't get to because I have T-Rex arms.
Itchy, mole.
I had to ask her to scratch it once again. And she goes, I'm emailing myself right now to make a dermatologist appointment for you. And I was like, I don't need to go to the dermatologist.
Yeah, when's the last time you went?
I've never been to a dermatologist.
You don't do a
never
skin
been
scan?
To a dermatologist, bro?
I know where my skin tags are.
It's not about that.
I've only been once.
Every year. Right? You need to get a skin scan every single year.
Matter of fact, what I said to her was, I could take care of that with a pair of scissors.
Thomas Owen.
Last time, Amanda and I were on vacation. She saw something on my back, and she's like, as soon as you get back, you're going to see the dermatologist, which I did. And dermatologist said, nothing. You're good to go.
Usually, if I can reach it, I try and squeeze it first to see if anything comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting.
Some people are eating.
No, but we're going to use that as a PSA right now. Every single June, I go to the dermatologist. They do a skin scan. They check everything to make sure nothing looks abnormal.
Did they find anything?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you still need to get a check, though.
Yes.
So there's nothing really for me either, but they do tend to shame you a little bit, though. Like, if you go in there with a tan, they're like, okay, were you using sunscreen every single time I walk in there?
Mine does not do that.
Oh, mine does.
Yeah. I'm not going to Debbie Downer this segment, but there's a reason why I go. You need to go.
The sun has nothing to do with this mole, because if you look at me, you know I haven't taken my shirt off in 25 years.
did Renee make you an appointment?
If she did, I won't go.
William Thomas Owen.
I'm supposed to go every year?
Once a year. So they can check the moles and make sure like nothing has changed or like changed shape or anything like that.
I'm keeping
because
my money for snacks.
You want to catch that as early as freaking possible.
Look, based on the competition that you and I have, I say you don't go at all,
I'm still going to win that competition.
Don't go at all. Tommy and I have a competition. Whoever dies first. What does the other one get?
Yeah, what do you win?
I'm going to sing
bragging
at your funeral.
Rights.
Yeah, that's it.
I get to sing at your funeral.
You just get to brag?
It's not enough. But if he lives longer than I do, based on our lifestyles, I'll be so pissed.
Yeah.
I will be haunting you and Renee.
It's going to be so funny.
That mole's going to be itching so bad and you'll never be able to reach it again.
All right, so the celebrity challenge that we have in studio ends tomorrow. This is it, you guys. I mean, there is time over the next 24 hours to get a sincere A-lister to call in, and you can win this thing.
All right, Rebecca did her Hail Mary with Ryan Seacrest earlier this morning, and I'm doing my Hail Mary now. I told you guys the last time we talked about our celebrity challenge, where Bert has challenged all of us on the show to get the biggest celebrity we can to call in. And then as of tomorrow, at the end of the show tomorrow, the list will go up on the website. Listeners vote for the biggest celebrity. Whoever wins gets an entire week paid vacation, right?
I would really, just for optics, really like to add a couple more celebrities to that list tomorrow.
I would imagine.
Okay, what if we extended the competition?
Is there any chance at all you have anybody?
No.
On the line.
I'm in contact with someone, but they're just taking a really long time. Their PR person is not
So the way it's going so far, I mean, if we were churning out A-list after A-list after A-list, they'd be like, yes, let's extend it for a week. But that hasn't exactly happened.
Yeah, it is a little sad.
Speaking of extension, did we already extend it? Because I swore the date was May 15th. We ain't say that?
No, it's on Friday. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the 15th.
No, May 16th.
May 16th. Okay. Tomorrow's the day it ends at the end of the show.
He's got Russell Wilson in there, so he wants this thing to end quick.
Well, nah, y'all already said Homer Simpson is beating Russell Wilson.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't either.
Plus, it's not up to us.
Are you kidding me? That's Americana.
So I was not above begging and bribing, and I went to my social media. I was in my Insta story letting Bert Show listeners know, hey, hit me up in my DMs. If you have a connection with a celebrity, you will be compensated if they are voted the biggest celebrity. And I got some DMs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So I replied back to some people were like, I got a friend of a friend of a cousin of a friend. Yeah. No.
We all do. It's called the TV.
You have to be the contact. But I DM those other people back and I'm like, oh my God, there were some pretty sweet names. And so I hit them up and like, actually like, this is my husband's cousin. My husband can like, I'm like, all right, let's do this. And I DM'd everybody back and I'm like, email Kristen@theburkshow.com because I'm not just floating the hotline number out to anybody in DMs. Let's get it in writing. You have my word, blah, blah, blah. Nobody has emailed me. Of all those DMs, nobody. So now, right here, right now, Burk Show listeners, if you have a celebrity contact, all right, we got 24 hours to do this. Shut up, Tommy. We got 20. Shut up, Tommy. We got 24 hours to do this. Email me, Kristen@theburkshow.com. If they are voted the biggest celebrity, I will Venmo you $500.
Yeah, email Kristen@thefixisin.com.
It's not the fix, man.
Use what you got.
That vacation is worth more than that.
She can't use her popularity from the show to have people working for her.
Sure, she can.
I'm not using popularity. I'm using cold, harsh cash, bitch.
If we're going to play dirty, yes. I think I'm ready to throw my cap into the ring.
Are you?
If you, within the next 24 hours, can get me an A-lister that wins, I will bring you on my Cartagena girls trip for free.
Whoa!
Damn.
Oh,
4 days in Cartagena, Colombia.
Airfare and everything included.
We'll talk about airfare, but you can come on the vacation.
Wait, what?
What's that value?
That's a $2,300 value.
Damn.
Checkmate.
Mm-hmm. All right, so $500.
Well, Cartagena is not on your bucket list of places to go. I'll put $500 in your bank account.
If I were you guys, I would DM them like immediately.
Your DMs are worthless to me because y'all don't respond and you're not at, like, now I know what it feels like when you DM me and I don't respond. Whatever. You got to email me, Kristen, Kristin, @theburkshow.com. It'll be in writing. You will have it in writing. I will give you the hotline number for that celebrity to call. If they call and win, $500 is yours.
The Burt Show.